Today, we're going to be talking about horror movies that just barely or just barely don't make the cut to be classified as horror movies. Obviously, this is just pure opinion. This isn't, you know, anything serious, but
just how we feel about it.
We've made a list of movies that we want to mention, and some of them are shit, and some of them are really awesome, so.
You sound drunk. That's what you sound like when you're drunk, you know that?
Bet.
That's how you talk.
Bet.
But it's, like, slightly more slurred.
Gross.
You're like, I'm excited. That's how you talk.
That's fucking ridiculous. Alright. Anyways, don't expose me.
First movie's The Village. It's on Netflix. We thought it was pretty good.
The Village is about a small little village called Covington Woods. They lead a peaceful, communal, 18th century, like,
moneyless life.
And they are not allowed to go in the woods because there are creatures out there that will kill them if they go into the woods. So they have, like, a border that no one can go into. And they have, like, this tower that has a lookout and this bell. And then shit goes down and someone has to go into the woods.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all we can say without giving away anything. Because that is a hard movie to talk about without giving anything away.
Yeah, very spoilery,
that yeah.
movie. Not sure what else we can say about it without spoiling it.
Yeah, shit goes down and someone has to go to the woods and you'll see.
More shit goes down.
Yeah. The ending is a crazy twist. I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect it at all.
And it's kind of rare to surprise both of us.
Yeah, usually at least one of us gets some kind of a hint.
Yeah.
We're not just like,
yeah, it's not just like a,
wait, what?
Yeah, it's insane. But I would definitely recommend them.
But, like, it's split off as, like, a really small, like, thing.
Oh, yeah. It's more of, like, in the, like, the characters played off as, like, a small thing, but, like, it almost seemed like the movie was trying to make it seem like a big deal,
mm-hmm.
but it, like, wasn't quite hitting that.
And I have a few questions concerning that plot twist.
Valid.
The more I think about it.
I personally am not sure I would qualify it as a horror movie.
It's a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
A little bit of threatening, but other than that.
Yeah, there was a little bit of blood, but not much.
Not much.
Literally not much at all.
Maybe two on-character deaths, if you're going by technicalities.
Yeah. But wait, it is intense. It's not, like, horror-centric.
It's intense emotionally.
Yeah. It's a really good movie, and it's creepy. I jumped a few times, but only from, you know, loud, jumpy, sudden things. I always jump at those. Yeah, but I don't think they're meant to be jump scares. I'm just a pussy.
Well, it's more a thriller.
Yeah, definitely more of a thriller.
To explain, we believe that thriller is like a step underneath horror.
Yeah.
It's like, it's still intense or creepy or unsettling, but there's not a lot of actual scares or death or anything along those lines to the movie. It's more emotionally thrilling.
Right. Yeah. It's more of an emotional thing. Yeah, definitely. The next one we have is The Wailing. Do you want to describe The Wailing?
The Wailing is about a cop and his family. There's an illness going through town, and his daughter falls ill. And he starts to believe that the illness may be a result of a demon possession caused by someone else in the town.
And then shit goes down.
Yeah, and then a bunch of shit goes down. Like,
shit after shit after shit.
There's a lot of plot twists, and honestly, it's a bit of a long movie. What, like,
it's like two and a half hours. It's also Korean.
It's also Korean.
So, get ready to watch some subtitles.
We are no strangers to subtitles. We do not discriminate.
Oh, hell no. Especially because foreign films tend to be even better.
True. Yeah, that's really all we can say about that plot.
Yeah?
Without accidentally spoiling anything.
We both loved that movie.
That movie was phenomenal.
It threw us both for a loop.
It really did. And I will admit, it's a bit slow at first, so you have to be in it for the long run. I think the more you watch it, the more interesting it becomes.
Because the more you start to think about it and be like, wait, what the fuck's actually happening here?
Yeah. And you'll throw out, like, different guesses, and you'll think that you know what's gonna happen, and then it just completely curveballs you.
Very interesting. And this isn't like people said, like, the Vavitch is interesting, because it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was boring, and we didn't even finish it. And we tried to watch it 3 times, and we still didn't finish it.
Yeah.
It's boring. But the Wailing's actually really interesting. Slow, but interesting.
Yeah.
I would classify it as horror. Yeah. Just barely. Simply because of how dark the storyline itself can get at some point.
Yeah, it does get very dark. And the whole demonic thing involved.
It's very unsettling.
Yeah. You think there's something supernatural going on throughout most of it.
Yeah.
And then other times you're like, oh, well, maybe it's not, and it's...
Just in the character's head.
Yeah, you never really know with that movie until the very end. And honestly, even at the very end, I didn't know. It's very open-ended. Yeah.
But it's in a good way.
Yeah, it's a satisfying ending.
It's hard to achieve a good open ending, but they do. They do a pretty good job with it.
Yeah, I would say that one's just barely horror. Just on the right side.
On to one of my favorite movies, The Crow.
You get The Crow. God damn you.
The Crow is a classic that I don't think I have to explain, but...
Just in case.
It's about this guy whose fiance gets killed the night before their wedding, and... Oh, wait, he gets killed, too.
Yeah, they both get killed.
And then he comes back to life and seeks revenge on the killers.
A year later.
That's it. That's the plot.
Yep.
And it's a revenge flick, and I love revenge flicks so much. They're so good.
I only like, I'm a bit specific out of what I want from a revenge flick. And The Crow gave me everything I wanted and everything I didn't know I needed.
Yeah. It was amazing. Great, masterpiece.
Great movie. It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Also, in case you didn't know, the lead, Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son, actually died during the filming of The Crow. He was shot on set. On accident.
Yeah. R.I.P.
A few days before his wedding. Or a few months. Just like the original characters were killed the night before their wedding, which I find a little bit ironic.
It was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you're living under a rock, and you should. So, I adore that movie so much.
I have seen that movie countless times.
I've seen it about like 4 or 5 times. I haven't seen it that many times, but...
I watched it first when I was, like, 15. And I've probably seen it at least 10 times since then. 5 years.
Yeah, I've seen it about 4 or 5 times in the past year. Because I watched it for the first time around October, I think. Around Halloween, we started watching it. And then I just fell in love with it. It was just such a good movie.
Rip Brandon Lee. A legend.
There's a park around here that's called Brandon Yee Park.
We have to go to it and spray paint a T at the end. Brandon Yee.
Hell yeah. That movie, I'm not sure I would consider it horror. I would more consider it a thriller and...
Action drama.
Yeah, almost like an action drama thriller.
I think it's got the best goth 90s aesthetic I've ever seen in a movie.
And true.
I want to dress like him every single day. And I think that the movie's really emotionally moving and the characters are amazing.
It really is.
But it does not classify as a horror movie to me.
No. But if we're going to talk about The Crow, we should talk about Iceman Kills a Song, A Great Mistake.
We're both big Ice Nine Kills fans.
That song.
They have an album out now called The Silver Scream. And yes, we're plugging it because it's a good fucking album. It
really is.
Every song is based off of a different classic horror movie. And they have one based off of The Crow called A Grave Mistake. And it is a very good song.
It's a great video.
Great video.
All of the videos in the Silver Scream series are really good.
They're telling a story, so if you watch them out of order, it might not make much sense, but...
It still makes a little sense, but not as much.
Yeah.
Like, you really should watch them all together.
But you just listen to the whole album.
All of it. Check out the whole band. Like, all of their albums are good.
The album they had before that was based off of classic literature books.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Which is also still fucking cool, because we're both nerds.
Yeah. So, definitely check them out, too.
But, awesome movie. Awesome song.
Not a horror movie.
Hot lead.
True. True.
Literally, Eric Draven is the man of my dreams.
Oh, big mood.
He made my gay little heart go pitter-patter. He was a rock and roller.
Maybe we'll dedicate an entire episode to The Crow.
He was nice to his pet cat.
It's something that everyone wants.
He was stylish. That hair. Cute.
Cute.
He didn't know how to cook, which is endearing.
He liked that little girl.
He was a good father figure.
Anyways, The Crow. Great. Definitely not a horror movie, though. At least in my opinion.
Yes, I'd agree.
The Sixth Sense.
A classic.
Definitely a classic. And it's on every single one of those Halloween movie lists.
Yeah.
Which I totally get, because I want to watch it on Halloween, too. It's got that spooky feeling.
And especially when you're a kid, it's spooky.
It is definitely spookier as a kid. I remember watching it as a kid and being like, whoa, that's some spooky shit.
Yeah! It's about a little boy and a doctor. A therapist. Or is he a psychiatrist?
He's a... I don't fucking know. He's a therapist. Just call him a therapist.
Therapist. Who goes to see this little boy. And, I'm pretty sure everybody knows at least this about the plot, which is that the little boy believes that he can see ghosts. And he spends a lot of the movie trying to prove this to the therapist. And I don't feel like I can say anything other than that.
Yeah, that movie, in my opinion, is kind of hard to explain. Because when you explain it in its layman terms, it sounds super boring.
But I feel the same way about The Crow.
Oh, yeah.
The Crow sounds super boring.
But they are good movies. Even if people have made it into a meme, it is a good movie, and you should see it.
The difference between it is that they're both simple concepts, but they have really, really good fleshed-out characters. And I think that's what makes them such good movies.
Yeah, the execution of the character development was phenomenal.
And there are iconic lines in both of them that you hear and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Every time I watch it, I, like, re-remember why it's spooky. Because it's such a meme.
Yeah.
And, like, you forget that it actually showed you, as a child, the image of someone's brains blown out of the back of their head.
Mm-hmm.
As if it's nothing.
That movie had a few scares that genuinely got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd still call it a thriller, though.
I honestly think I would be on... I think I would say it's just... barely horror. I think I would classify it as a horror movie because of all of those scenes. And there's a lot of those scenes. Like with those creepy ass ghosts and those jump scares. Most of the movie, of course, is not, but a few of them are.
Most of the movie's kind of meaty.
Well, I liked it as a whole, so.
Oh, I did too.
Fuck off.
I don't think it's a
meme at all. I think people are just dicks and can't appreciate good movies. My mom yesterday was talking about how she was like, someone said something about the movie becoming a cult classic. And my mom was like, oh, so it's definitely not a good movie, but a lot of people liked it anyways. And I was like, Mom.
That's basically the definition of a cult classic. Either it wasn't good and a lot of people liked it anyways, or it had a really, really, really cool concept and just an awful budget.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Like Open Water.
Yeah. Or Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I heard Open Water is, like, so, like, shaky, almost looks found footage. Because it's so low budget.
I believe it.
It's awesome. We've seen every single, all the second and the third open water, but we have not seen the first one.
Because their streaming service is a piece of shit.
True, but...
Yeah, I Sixth Sense really toes the line for me, but I'm gonna have to say no. Girl Next Door is next.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez, that movie.
We don't have time to unpack all of that.
We really don't.
But!
Like, legitimately, we don't.
The Girl Next Door is an American movie, I believe. I know there's a remake of it, and I know there's another movie called An American Crime that...
Isn't that one more documentary?
That one is about the trial afterwards. It's more afterwards than the trial and the court case and all that. So, I have not seen that one yet, but I do intend to see it at some point. The Girl Next Door is about two sisters who move in with, I believe, their aunt.
Based on a true story.
Yeah, this is definitely based on a true story. Also, we saw this a while ago, so forgive me if I missed some things. But, it's about two sisters who, I believe their parents died, so they moved in with their aunt.
Yeah.
And they are treated really badly by the aunt and the aunt's sons and the rest of the neighborhood.
The son's friends.
Yeah. So, I can't say anything other than that, but, you should check it out.
Just kind of escalates from there.
Yeah.
In the worst way.
Yeah.
Whatever you're thinking, you're right.
Yeah. Good luck.
Have fun with that. That movie is the definition of evil.
Yeah, it's an evil movie.
It feels like as soon as you watch it, you're cursed with knowledge of evil that you were never supposed to know.
Yeah. And
I don't recommend it.
So, I don't recommend it for anyone that is in any way faint-hearted or not good with violence.
Easily triggered in any respect, because it will trigger anyone who has a trigger.
Yeah. It's intense. But out of morbid curiosity, I sat through it. Because I had Googled, what did I Google? I Googled, like, awful, intense, creepy movies of all time. And that came up on a list. And I should have known going in that it would be that awful, but, like, I didn't realize it would be that awful.
I want to be clear in stating that I glanced up maybe like 6 or 7 times during the first hour, or maybe the first 45 minutes, but for that last half an hour, 45 minutes, my eyes were glued to that screen in the worst way.
Yeah, you can't look away from it once it starts.
It's like watching someone burn alive.
Yeah.
Your brain just cannot comprehend what's happening, and also cannot look away.
It's intense. That is the only word I have for that movie, is intense.
I would classify it as a horror movie.
Simply because of just how unsettled and awful and terrified of the world you feel afterwards.
I think that's the kind of movie that surpasses genres.
Oh, definitely.
I think that's the kind of movie that definitely instills all of the fear and...
Dread
and all of that a horror movie should, but it also leaves you feeling sad and heartbroken and just
hurt,
like a drama, just seeing like the last like half hour of the movie is you
batshit.
Yeah, it is thrilling in a what the fuck, everything's happening and it's crazy and it's whoa, but it's so many different genres. I'm not really sure I can just say that it is horror. But if I didn't call it horror, I would not have any idea what to call it.
Yeah. Like, there is no genre for what that movie is, but if I had to pick one, that's the one I would pick. That's the closest you can get.
Yeah, because you will leave horrified. Anyone in their right mind would be horrified. So, I do not recommend it, but also... If you're like me and cannot resist morbid curiosity,
it'll be worth your time.
You will probably regret it, but not in a I've wasted my time kind of way.
Careful what you wish for, because it might just come true.
Yeah, that's literally what I said to myself.
We were wishing for a movie that would actually scare us, and it came true.
In two different scenarios.
Two different
Girl
scenarios.
Next Door and the and Martyrs.
Don't watch the original French Martyrs. I can't say anything about Blumhouse's Martyrs because I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
Probably won't.
Probably not.
After seeing the French original.
I don't know.
But don't watch the French original. It's equally as horrifying as The Girl Next Door.
Oh, yes.
We had to pause it for a second because I thought I was going
to
puke.
I had to pause it a few times. Like, I had to pause it towards the beginning and then I... few times at home.
There's a reason they called it the French extremist movement.
It is extreme. Yeah.
In every aspect.
That I would classify as horror, but also I would once again say that that surpasses genres.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whew. Just thinking about that movie makes me, like, really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, physically.
Yeah. So now we're gonna move on to something more modern. Apostle. It just came out. Recent, I think 2018.
I think so.
So it just came out last year.
We're big Blumhouse fans.
Oh, yes. Blumhouse has some gems, absolute gems, and also some absolute dirt.
Yeah, they have a few tankers.
Oh, yes.
But they have some damn good gems.
They really
and
do.
And a good amount of them.
They have a lot of them, yeah.
A ratio of how many movies they've made.
Yeah.
Like a good, like... almost half of them are
majority of them,
gems.
In my opinion, are at least good.
If not great.
Yeah. Apostle is about a guy whose sister got kidnapped and held for ransom by a cult on an island. And he goes to the island undercover in order to get proof that she's still alive before handing over the ransom.
Yeah.
And I, yet again, can't really say anything other than that. It's definitely interesting. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. It is on Netflix, yeah. It's a Netflix movie, if I'm not mistaken. But that in this cult, you come to realize that it's a lot crazier than you would have expected.
Oh yeah, the last, like, specifically the last, like, 10 minutes are just insanity. They're whack.
I don't really even know what else to say about that.
You know what movie felt that whack at the end? Session 9. We still have to go back and watch that movie again.
That movie was a wild ride.
Yeah, that movie was a lot.
Definitely a lot, yeah.
I don't think I'd classify it as horror, honestly.
I know that it was marketed as horror to me in some way, as all of these movies were.
Yeah, the reason we're naming these specific movies is we, as far as we're concerned, they were marketed as that genre.
Yeah, I in some way saw it associated with the genre of horror, so that is why we picked these movies. These are the only ones we can think of at the moment, so.
Go with it.
Yeah. Apostle was intense, and it was...
good.
It was a good movie. I really liked it. But I also think that it was a bit... it kind of dragged on a bit.
A little bit, in the middle there.
There
but also,
bit...
like, that ending was insane.
Yeah. That ending was... I wouldn't even know what to... say about that.
I don't
that.
Think I would classify it as horror, though.
I would not either.
Yeah.
I would say that it's...
I'd...
weird.
I'd honestly say sci-fi thriller.
I would... I
just
wouldn't
for
say sci-fi, I'd say, like, fantasy.
Fantasy, yeah, fantasy works. Fantasy's probably better, in hindsight.
Yeah. Alright. So, the next movie we're going on to is 13 Sins. 13 Sins is a movie about... I think it was, like, a British movie.
Yeah, but it was Blumhouse.
It's about this guy who loses his job, and he's about to get married, and he gets a call from someone, and this person tells him to do simple little things to earn money.
Like kill a fly.
Yeah, he has to kill a fly, he has to eat a fly, and... when he kills the fly, he gets money deposited in his bank, then he eats it and he gets more money, and then it escalates from there, and obviously the deeds he's supposed to do get more intense, more deadly, more crazy, more ridiculous, and the cops are after him throughout the movie, and he has to do 13 tasks, and...
he wins $1 million.
Yeah, then he'll win... a lot of money.
Large chunk of money, which would seriously help him considering he's got a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Hence his motivation.
He's about to get married, he's got a baby on the way, he has to take care of his brother,
he has to take care of his dad.
Yeah, he's got a lot, and you really grow to appreciate this character. I really liked him, his character, and I really like the way they let him grow, and you get to grow with him as he goes throughout this movie.
Everyone's been in a spot where you have all these things going on and you don't know how you're going to be able to get through the month, get through the day.
Yeah.
Don't know how you're going to eat, don't know how you're going to keep the lights on.
Everyone's been in a spot where they would do anything for money. It's relatable, it's good, it's exciting.
And it makes him going through all of this seem a lot more reasonable.
Yeah, and a lot more forgivable.
Understandable.
Yeah, understandable. You really feel for the character. I think that's super cool. I would definitely put that on Just Barely Horror.
Yeah.
Because that is, the last bit of that movie is, wow.
The last bit of that movie had a lot. And also there's just a lot of things in that movie that were just unsettling.
Yeah, creepy. Unsettling. Wrong.
In ways that, like, you're like, why the, what
the fuck?
And it's just making you really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's being done on purpose.
It's a good film.
It's a good movie. But I would classify it on just the right side.
Yeah. Alright, the next one's The Invitation. That one's newer. I want to say 2016. Oh no, I think The Gift is 2016. I think that's what it's about. The Invitation is newer. It's on Netflix. In the past 5 years. It's on Netflix. It's
about a group of friends who haven't seen each other in a very long time. And they get together for a dinner party. And the main character is going to this dinner party at his ex-wife's house, who's, I think, remarried now.
Yeah.
And so is he. Yeah. And they find out that his ex-wife and their husband went on this retreat that they want to tell the group of friends about. And that's where I'm gonna leave that.
As it goes on, it gets more and more creepy.
Very slow
burn. He becomes, yeah, it's a very slow burn. He becomes suspicious of things. And as the movie goes on, you become suspicious of things. And every little thing just, like, makes you think. And every little thing is like, oh, is that done for a reason? Oh, no, is that what this means? It's super thought-provoking.
You start to think that the main character might just be paranoid, and by extension, you are just being paranoid.
Yeah, it did make me feel paranoid. Like, just within the movie, it did make me feel paranoid afterwards, but in the movie, like, I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm just being ridiculous now.
Like, I wouldn't even say that there's any, like, there's no blood, there's no death, nothing, like, outright like that, like, outright horror, until the last, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
So it's very slow burn.
And not only is it a slow burn and is it at the end super wow and deathy, but there also becomes a clearer, bigger picture in the movie.
Yeah.
That you see and you're just like, holy shit.
You're like, oh.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's wow. It's wild, dude. You should see it.
But
I would put that as horror, because that specific thing at the end that you find out, that alone made it scarier to me, made that whole movie scarier to me.
It's a super hard film to place just because it is such a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
That it got to the point where even I was questioning whether or not anything was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty slow to do that.
Yeah, definitely more of a thriller than it is horror, but I would say that it is a little, it is, I would put it on the line of horror.
I'd have to agree. Hard decision, but I'd have to agree.
Alright, next movie. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
That was a wild ride.
I loved that movie.
Same.
That was a good movie.
That was a good-ass movie from start to finish. Upgrade is
Loki
about...
hated the ending.
Oh, same.
But only just because it wasn't what I wanted. Not because it wasn't a good ending. I just didn't want it.
Yeah, I wanted something else.
I ordered a Big Mac and I got a McChicken. Yeah. McChicken's not bad. This is not what I wanted.
Exactly. Upgrade is about a guy and his wife who are in this, they're in a car, And these criminals ran them off the road, and they killed her, robbed them, and then left him paralyzed. This is a futuristic movie, and he's paralyzed from the neck down, and so the cops are trying to find who did it, but he gets this chip or thing, something that's, like, inserted in him by this one scientist guy, and the scientist guy is like, okay, you can have this because it'll give you the ability to walk again, but don't go crazy.
You can't tell anyone. It was a secret program because it wasn't approved by the FDA.
Yeah. Then it becomes a revenge flick.
Yeah. And he starts going after the people who caused his wife's death.
Yep.
While trying to hide from both his family, his doctors, and the cops that he has regained the ability to move his body.
Yeah. And that he is responsible for these murders. But it is a good movie. There's a twist at the end. It's good, and you should definitely watch it.
The scientist is hot.
So is the lead actor. He's hot, too.
He is hot, but not as hot as the scientist. The scientist is hotter than me. What can I say?
No, the scientist is a twink.
I like twinks.
You know that. But he's not hotter than the other guy. He's just twinkier and cuter. I would not call that horror at all. I would not say that that's a horror movie to me.
I honestly would, simply just because of how... I think it definitely classifies as a horror movie simply just because of where the plot goes towards the end of the movie and how terrifying of a situation the main character gets put in.
True. It is terrifying there for a while, and I think that's probably why I would say it's more of a thriller. I wouldn't say that it's horror still, even with that ending. I would say that it is definitely more thriller and sci-fi than anything. It's, like Predator.
It's definitely sci-fi. It's definitely thriller. I also think that there's enough guts.
There's enough blood and gore.
To qualify as horror, along with the psychological scary and creepiness of the movie. I think that it hits all the points that a scary movie should hit, while also hitting a lot of the points of, like, a sci-fi or a thriller.
I don't think that it was psychologically creepy or scary, though. Like, there was not at one point through that movie where I was thinking, oh, this is, like, a psychological thing. I never thought that. I was just always enraptured in the fast pace of it all and how intense it was.
I think it did for me just at the end when you realized what was going on.
Yeah, even then, I was just shocked.
That scared me. We will agree to disagree.
You guys should let us know what you think, though, if you've seen it.
Of any of these movies, really.
Oh, yeah, any of these movies. Just send me, like, your opinion. Or, like, if you don't agree with us, if you do agree with us.
Yell at us.
Yeah, hell, literally anything. Call us for dumb fucks. Yeah, call us for
dumb fucks. We are sometimes.
We know it. We are.
But this is one thing we know a decent amount about.
And we're just really, like, in love with it. Like, I'm absolutely in love with the horror genre. And I love everything about it.
I mean, so, we've both been watching it since we were kids. We've both been reading it since we were kids. We're far younger than you should be.
Oh, yes.
Next movie is Cam. Cam is... just came out 2018?
I believe so.
2018. It's on Netflix now. Blumhouse, obviously. And it's about a cam girl, which if you don't know what that is, it's someone who does sex work and strip teases and such online through video chats and webcamming, usually in chat rooms. And she one day finds herself locked out of her account with someone who looks just like her running it.
It's crazy. Like, someone looking exactly like her.
Acting like now, her.
Yeah, acting like her, taking her fan base, like, all of that. Took over her entire cam girl life.
Which was her only source of income.
Yeah. So...
which I think is an important statement to make.
That... it gets creepier and creepier as time goes on. You really follow her through this journey of, like, oh my god, what the fuck? And her life, piece by piece, does sort of start to fall apart.
Yeah.
And to the point at the end where she's almost crazy.
She kind of loses it at the end.
She definitely does kind of lose it. And rightfully so, with everything that happened to her. And when you find out what actually happened, in my opinion, that's what sealed it as a horror movie for me.
Definitely.
I was shocked.
I think what scared me the most was how something that a lot of people... Well, first of all, I liked the way that the movie, and this is off topic, but I do like the way that the movie highlighted just how much work goes into sex work.
Yeah.
Sex work is not easy, and the movie definitely highlights just how much of her life has gone into building her brand, building her fan base, and building this as something she can use as her sole income.
Yeah, you really do see how much work goes into it. And I'd like to point out that I heard that they had a former sex worker working on that movie as well and giving input, and so that's why it was so accurate.
Which is how it always should be when you're representing a minority class. Yeah. That is stigmatized.
When you're representing anything, anyone, you should have someone that is part of that giving you feedback, giving you information and advice and ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you shouldn't be presenting another people or another anything if you know nothing about it.
That's like the whole autism self-advocacy networks phrase against, like, Autism Speaks, which is definitely an awful organization you should never donate to. But they often say, you're not about us without us.
Yeah.
You should not be making policies talking about how to deal with a group of people if you're not consulting with that group of people. You shouldn't represent a group of people if you're not consulting with that group of people. If they are not involved, you shouldn't be representing. That just makes the most sense. But I definitely would classify Cam as a horror movie. And especially for the fact that, for me, it was watching the way everything in her life started to slowly crumble out of her grasp.
That and the... how, for me, it was that... How it literally seemed to drive her crazy. How she literally seemed to lose it. And then also... that fucking explanation. Like, holy shit. Like, that's something that nobody thinks about. But the fact that it could happen is just holy shit.
Yeah.
So you should definitely check that out. It's a really good movie. It's on Netflix. It's completely accessible. Check it out. Yes. Do it. Boom. Moving on.
Next movie's Like Mungo, which is French. Get ready for some subtitles. It's pretty sure it's French.
I honestly don't know how to tell you what that fucking movie is about.
It's shot in documentary style.
It's a fake documentary movie.
Fake documentary movie. About a girl who disappeared while swimming along a river by a dam near her house. And her body was never found.
Hold on, I think you should look that up because I feel like that's not true.
I'm pretty sure that's
not true. No, it's true because... no, that's not true because the mom had to go and identify the body.
But didn't she say that it wasn't
hers? No, she was believing that it wasn't hers. She was in denial, and, like, with the pictures that her brother had, she was like, oh, God, like, maybe my daughter's not dead.
The official overview says, Alice drowns while swimming, and her family begins experiencing inexplicable events in their home. The family hires a parapsychologist whose investigation unravels Alice's secret double life and leads them all to Lake Mungo.
Lake Mungo is wild. It's a wild ride.
That movie was a lot.
Definitely a lot. Wouldn't call it scary. Didn't scare me.
Would not classify it.
Did have a few little points where it seemed like it was trying to be a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. It was obviously trying to make an effort, but it did not... didn't quite make it.
Yeah. Wouldn't call it a horror movie, but I would recommend it as just something to casually watch. I don't think it was anything crazy special, but I think it was unique, and I think it is something that's worth your attention if you have the time.
It had some good ideas.
Yeah, I do. I think it was pretty good.
The next movie, The Endless.
Oh, I loved that movie.
I love that movie.
I didn't think that I would, honestly, because I'm not really into sci-fi, but... that was a good movie.
I like sci-fi. And The Endless is about two boys, brothers, who escaped a cult and were trying to adjust to normal life. They had left when they were teenagers, I think it was.
I think they were like 10 or something. Or maybe they were teenagers. I think they're young.
But... young. And they're adults now. And they receive a tape from the old cult that they used to be a part of. And one brother convinces the other for them both to go down and visit the old cult and see what has become of them, I guess.
Yeah, essentially. And then crazy shit goes down and they find out some weird shit.
Yeah.
It gets wild, dudes.
It's sci-fi and...
it's scary. It's creepy. It's
definitely not at all what you're expecting.
No.
When you go into the movie.
Definitely not.
You really have to keep an open mind with it. And it's a very creative plot.
Whatever you're thinking right now is probably wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is wild, but it's definitely really good, and I always recommend it to people if they're looking for scary movies on Netflix.
Especially if you like sci-fi.
Yeah.
I'm a sci-fi fan. I loved it.
I'm not a sci-fi fan. I loved it.
So, like, it's good for everybody. And not to mention, the artwork is beautiful.
It is.
For the movie poster, it's so nice to look at.
It was a well-produced movie.
But would we consider it a horror movie?
I think I would definitely consider it more sci-fi, but as a secondary category, I would say horror.
Definitely. I'd agree. It doesn't scream horror in any aspect, but it definitely has all the points. They're just a little bit more subtextual. There's a little bit of gore going on, there's some death, there's supernatural forces... there's two brothers whose bonds being tested. Everything that you expect out of a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got a heavy sci-fi feeling to it, so that would definitely go first. But I would say it would classify.
Yeah. I would call it horror. Identity. That is a good movie. I love that movie so much. Identity is a really good movie. It's got some crazy-ass plot twists that you do not expect at all. But basically, it's about this group of people that get stuck in a motel together in the rain. And it floods the roads so they can't leave. So they're stuck here. And then someone starts killing them off. And they try and figure out who it is, obviously before everyone dies. They're a group of strangers, so it's almost like Saw, but not.
But not, like, orchestrated by someone.
Yeah. It's hard to explain, but anyone who sits down and watches it can appreciate the fact that it is unique, and it's pretty well.
Yeah, it's very unexpected.
Yeah? I was shocked.
And it does tell a very interesting story, and it does have all the very good writing elements.
This is a hard one for me. As whether or not I would consider it horror. I think it could be.
It's got enough tension.
Yeah. And it's got a few scares.
Some death.
Yeah, there's definitely death. There's some gory death. So I think it definitely toes the line of horror. And I think it is just barely tipping the line of yes.
Yes.
It is horror. Donnie Darko! You get Donnie Darko!
I love Donnie Darko. I love Jake Gyllenhaal. He's my favorite. I love watching Jake Gyllenhaal pretend to jerk off while in a hypnotic state.
I love Donnie Darko, and not just for that scene. That's the most important scene, but not the only reason why I like it.
Donnie Darko, how do you explain Donnie Darko?
I don't fucking know, dude. I mean, if you haven't seen Donnie Darko, you are, again, living under a rock.
But then again, we didn't see it until, like, 2 years ago, a year ago.
I'd seen bits and pieces of it, and I knew the entire plot.
I had a general idea of the plot, but I had never seen it.
How are you gonna explain Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko is about a boy and his family, and the boy is schizophrenic. And he gets into trouble sometimes, and he starts seeing... the vision of a man in a big white rabbit fur suit. And this rabbit is creepy and off-putting as hell.
And oh, yeah.
It starts telling him some shit.
Yeah.
and he can't tell if this is him getting warnings for the future or if this is him having another psychotic episode. And also there's a girl.
Yeah.
You know, mandatory hetero romance.
Unfortunately.
The plot is everything and nothing that you expect.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I would not consider that a horror movie. I would not.
It's so hard because it doesn't really fit under any
exactly. genre. It, once again, I feel like it does not fit under anything.
Definitely psychological. And it's definitely a bit brutal at times. I would not call it a horror movie because I would not call it anything.
Yeah, I don't think I would call it a horror movie either.
The only thing that, the only genre I can put it under is cult classic.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fit under anything else. And y'all can have your controversial opinions on whether or not Jake Gyllenhaal is hot. Okay? I like him. I know he looks like a standard white boy. Get over it.
I still think he's... Alright, moving on. Next is It Comes at Night. Alright. I hated this movie. I hated it. I thought it was awful. I thought it was a horrible movie. I don't have anything good to say about it. The only thing I could possibly even almost give this movie was that it had tension. It was tense. Tension. But that in no way makes a movie. I mean, great. It was tense, but for what? For what reason?
Something you'll notice is that when you see a lot of critics loving a movie, Forrest is probably not going to like it.
No. And if you see a lot of critics shitting on a movie, I end up really liking it.
Especially if it's a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah.
But, I thought It Comes at Night was mediocre at best. Like, I'm not saying that that was a good movie. It wasn't. I often don't like critic favorite movies either. Not as often, but.
I can't even tell you the plot of this movie. Basically, there's a family living in this house, and it is some post-apocalyptic world. Something happened, and they're living in this boarded-up house, and they're not allowed to go outside at night. And at some point, another family comes in, and basically, that entire movie just felt like paranoia.
Yeah.
Everyone was just paranoid for no fucking reason. It felt like there was no reason for that to happen. I got no explanation, and it was a waste of time. It was a giant waste of time, because I was sitting here waiting for it to happen, because I had heard people rave about that movie. I mean, it got good scores, so I was like, oh, well, hopefully it isn't going to be trash. I went into that movie fully expecting it not to be trash.
And then it was trash.
And it was complete and utter trash. Just the same with Veronica and The Witch. Every single time I go in like that. It ended up being trash. What else? That one we saw in theaters. I don't know.
Hannah Grace.
Hannah Grace, yeah. The Possession of Hannah Grace.
The Possession of Hannah Grace. That movie sucked.
That movie sucked, too. Yeah. But it did make me want to be a mortician.
I will
even
say.
Even more than I already had.
About Veronica. That 90% of the reason that it felt like a shit movie and not just like a mediocre horror movie was the hype.
Everyone was hyping. Everyone was like, oh, it's the scariest movie I've seen in forever.
It didn't deserve any of the hype it got, and that's what really killed that movie for us.
Yeah, it really did.
Because otherwise I would have just been like, oh, another mediocre horror film. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
No, that was fun.
I did not like it. And you know what movie got a ton of hype that I really liked? Annabelle Creation. That movie was terrifying.
The Quiet Place.
Oh, that movie was amazing! Terrifying.
We were talking about that in my group chat a few days ago, and I was like, the character development, the writing, the use of senses, and the use of surround sound inside theaters, the paranoia of it all, the way that it sinks into you, everything about that movie was so well designed. Not to mention they used an actual disabled actor for the disabled character, which is always something that is nice.
It was a really great movie.
Great movie. Go see it.
Same with Animal Creation. That movie fucking terrified me.
That movie was
obviously
a good movie.
It was nothing crazy special, but it was scary. Just like The Conjuring. Like, it was scary. There was jump scares. There were a few scares in there that I still have, to this day, not forgotten. So, definitely check those out.
That entire cinematic universe
is just
into.
So good.
It's well done.
Yes.
And it's not even like the stories themselves are anything special.
It's just the writing and the acting and, like,
the characters.
The characters that are interesting.
Ed and Lorraine Warren are so interesting.
They're good, well-developed characters.
It's a great
And the scares are well-placed, and they build up the right amount of tension. It's just good writing.
Yeah, and they build up to something as well. They're not just jump scare, jump scare, jump scare, the end. Like Terrifier.
And they're not just fake tension, fake tension, fake tension, mediocre jump scare, that's the end. Like Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Alright, fuck off. Paranormal Activity has a great storyline. It's so good.
But
it's just not well done.
No, it is not.
Like, you could have done so much with that storyline, and I would literally give my entire life to take it over and make it into what it could be. It is so great.
This is what happens when your writers don't know how to build up tension correctly.
I mean, some of the Paranormal Activities were good. Some of them were decent. And good, and I liked them. And would watch again. But most of them just flopped.
And my initial experience was with the very first one, I believe.
I believe I've seen all of them.
So. I think we both have now. But the first one I saw was, I think, the first one when it first came out. And even I was like, you're not doing this movie right. I couldn't have told you what you were doing wrong. But I could tell you were doing something wrong.
I don't remember which one I saw first. I don't know when I saw it. I don't know anything like that. But I do remember going to see Ghost Dimension. Paranormal Ghost Dimension in theaters with my dad. And I thought it was really good in theaters. Because I'd never seen a Paranormal Activity in theaters. And I feel like it being in theaters and the surround sound made it better. A lot of times I think that kind of ruins movies for me, is being in a theater. You know, people talking, the screen's too big, my eyes can't focus. Gives me a headache sometimes. But some movies do better in theaters. And I think that one did. And that was genuinely creepy. There was a good storyline. It went somewhere. There was good writing. The characters were generally interesting. They were pretty basic. I mean, it's a family. There's not much you can do about.
They knew how to build up tension in a correct way that actually made the viewer feel it, without it feeling like you were trying too hard.
Yeah. There are a few Paranormal Activities. I believe the fourth one is my favorite. I'm not exactly sure the order. But the one where the girlfriend, or the boy went to his girlfriend's and then the mom came in and, like, killed him.
Yeah.
Where it was just, like, sudden and just...
You're just like, oh my god, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it just sucked. But it was a good movie. I liked that one. I think that was probably one of my favorites. Because I think that's where the storyline, and from all the different movies, really, like, ties in a lot. You really see and remember the ongoing story. And I just think that's really cool. Because that's my favorite part of the Paranormal franchise, is the story. It's just not well played. And the fact that there is a storyline, and the fact that barely anyone I ever talk to actually knows that there's a continuing storyline in Paranormal Activity. Like, so few people know it. That alone makes it obvious that you have not done it right. You have not done that storyline right. Because you should be able to remember it in the next movies. Maybe not in all of them, because they are so far spaced out and all of that. But you should make the ongoing storyline a bit more obvious.
You'd at least remember the ongoing storyline if you don't remember which storyline parts happen in which movies.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember the overarching plot of every single Saw throughout
the whole thing.
But I couldn't tell you which ones happened in which movies.
Yeah.
I just know what happened.
And that's because Saw does it right. It's just great. But, I could go on about Paranormal Activity for days. We're not even talking about that right now. I need to shut the fuck up. Moving on to The Craft.
We barely spoke about It Comes at Night, but in case you couldn't tell, we don't consider it a horror movie.
No, fuck that movie. I just wanted to literally bring it up to say fuck that movie and move on.
The Craft is about a girl who transfers to a new school after her mom died, and she becomes friends with the weird chicks in school, I guess you could call them, that everyone supposedly believes is up to witchcraft. And the main character is a natural-born witch that she learned from her mother. So obviously she wants to team up with these girls because she will feel less weird then. And then shit just goes down from there. Usual teenage drama type stuff. But enhanced by the fact that they can use magic.
Yeah, pretty basic. But it's a good movie. It's a cult classic.
Definitely a teen movie.
Definitely a teen movie. But, not sure I'd call it horror.
Yeah, not sure. I mean, there's some creepiness to it, for certain. Some insanity going on.
Yeah.
I definitely have to classify it as thriller, though.
Definitely a thriller, yeah.
There's not much of an argument. There's not any real death. There's not any real, like, blood or anything like that. Oh, there's one death. My bad. One death. It's off-screen. There's not any blood. It's not, like, in your face. There aren't a lot of jump scares or anything like that.
I would call it family-friendly scary.
Yeah.
Family-friendly creepy.
Definitely a Halloween movie.
Some people, definitely a Halloween movie. For some people, I could see it being terrifying for a few scenes in particular. But, check it out if you haven't. I mean, if you haven't, you're kind of, again, living under a rock because it's a classic.
But it's from, like, 1999. You've had plenty of time to see it.
The aesthetic of it is amazing.
It's super goth, and I love it.
I love goth 90s.
I love every kind of goth, but especially 90s goth.
Alright, moving on.
Mother.
Mother sucked. I, again, absolutely hated that movie with everything inside of me. Which sucks even more because I was so excited for it. Because I thought it was going to be really great. It had Jennifer Lawrence in it. I fucking love her. I think she's a great actress.
A lot of the people we know were hyping up this movie.
Yeah. And then it just turned out to be a fucking fuckfest.
And it was just weird. And the plot didn't really make a lot of sense.
But, like, it did. It didn't, but it did. Like, I saw where you were going with it, and you almost reached it, but you didn't.
And then you veered left and ended up somewhere completely different.
It was just, it was a mindfuck is what it was. Like, from beginning to end, it was a mindfuck. Especially the last half an hour of it. Oh my fucking god. I still don't even know what happened.
And it's not a mindfuck in the good way.
Not like Suspiria.
Like Suspiria or like Alice or something like that, no. Where it's like, it's just creepy and unsettling and you're not entirely certain that you know what's going on, but like you're still really interested. No, I had no idea what was going on and I didn't want to know.
No,
I wanted to turn it off.
Yeah, I wanted to turn it off. I asked to turn it off like twice.
Because none of it made sense.
And you were like, no, we'll finish it out.
That's because I fucking hate not finishing movies. I hate missing scenes in movies. I hate not finishing movies.
I hate it too, but not when it's that bad. Like fucking Ghost Shark. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Ghost Shark we didn't get an hour and a half into. If we'd gotten an hour into Ghost Shark, I would have told you to fucking finish it anyways.
No. Oh, it was awful.
It's bad enough that you don't get that far.
Mother was horrible. Basically, Mother is about this couple living in this house together, and the guy invites in someone, and, oh, he's a writer, and he invites in a fan. As time goes on, he invites more and more people.
And his wife's not happy about it.
His wife's not happy about it because she's about to have a kid and she wants his attention on her and blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't want all those strangers running around her house.
Yeah, she doesn't want these strangers in her house. And the more and more people that come in, it's like, it's a mind fuck. I don't even know how to explain it.
Don't waste your time on it.
There's a huge twist at the end, but it's not even twist. It's just, it's a stupid, we don't know how to explain this movie, so we're just gonna throw out this random thing. Now, the concept itself could have been cool. That could have been really interesting, but not the way they did it.
It's like one of them had a weird-ass dream that didn't quite make sense and was like, huh, I'm gonna make that into a movie. And then they did, and they didn't send it to any editors or anything.
Yeah.
It was just 100% dream content, And it made sense in the same way that dreams do, which is that they don't. You just kind of accept it as it is.
Yeah. Don't waste your time on that. Unless you want to be mind-fucked in a negative way. Go ahead. You might like it. Who knows?
I hope you enjoy it if you end up spending time on it.
Moving on to next. I would not consider that horror. I would consider that as a awful movie that should never be mentioned again by anyone ever.
Yeah.
Moving on. Thoroughbreds. Ending on a good note. Thoroughbreds is a movie about this family. There's like four siblings, I believe. Yes, there's four siblings. And there's an older brother, then a daughter. There's an older teenage boy, a younger teenage girl, and then there's two young kids, a girl and a boy. And they move to this house with their mother, and then their mother gets sick, and then she dies. And they live in this house alone, pretty much completely isolated from the world. And this banker dude comes and's like, hey, you gotta pay a bill or whatever, or like, we're gonna take your house. Pretty much the same concept as Lodgers. As The Lodgers, which is also a crazy fucked up movie that you should totally see because I really loved it.
Both good movies.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought it was called something different.
And, they meet this girl who they really like, and at some point, you hear that they killed their father, and he was abusive, and there's a big twist at the end that is... If I probably watched it again, you could probably see the signs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you watched it a second time, but at first you're like, oh, shit, whoa, crazy. But then when you watch it again, you're like, oh, okay, like, that makes sense. I see the hints now. But I really liked it. I thought it was a pretty normal twist, but it was still a twist nonetheless, and they did it well.
Yeah.
I liked that movie. I thought it was a really good movie.
It was definitely a well-written movie. If I remember correctly, things start to go wrong when... they stop having enough money saved over to be able to pay.
Oh, yeah, because they had to go and get... they wanted to go and get the money from the other part of the house.
Yeah, from their dad.
That's,
That they promised they'd never touch.
Yeah. But then they realized that they kind of need it.
Yeah. That was the issue. They ran out of money.
Yeah.
Realistic issue.
Yeah, understandable.
But I definitely would, simply out of the sheer fact of... looking at what is going on from an objective standpoint, where you, like, you know the plot of the film, pretty fucked up.
Even before I knew the plot of the film, I thought it was creepy. I mean, there was a lot of creepy undertones, and there was a lot of just creepy events that were happening, and it was definitely a little tension, little suspense. But I would definitely say that I would definitely consider it horror, just on the right side of horror. Especially knowing the ending.
How everything connected together.
It's scary, it's a little sad, it's intense, it's suspenseful.
Emotional.
It is very emotional.
I definitely consider it a horror movie.
So definitely check out Thoroughbreds and The Lodgers. That's a really good movie.
And every other good movie we mentioned on this
list.
Yeah,
we've mentioned a lot of movies.
The Village, The Wailing, The Crow, Sixth Sense, Apostle, 13 Sins, The Invitation... Upgrade, Cam, Like Mungo, The Endless, Identity, Donnie Darko, The Craft, Thoroughbreds, Lodgers. Those are our recommendations from this
podcast.
I'm pretty
sure we recommended a few other ones during the episode, but you'll have to go back and find those.
Those are the ones I remember.
Find those little gems, because we don't recommend things that we don't think are really fucking great. And we don't think things are really fucking great all that often.
Watch The Orphanage. By Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, God. We'll have a whole episode about our favorite horror movies, and that would definitely...
Guillermo del Toro has a special spot in my heart as my goth dad.
Mood.
I love him.
Alright, so this episode's probably been really fucking long, so we should probably end it here.
For a lifetime.
We're gonna end it here.
We're gonna go smoke a bowl.
We're gonna go smoke a bowl, maybe eat some food. I don't know, I haven't decided yet.
We'll figure it out.
Alright. I don't know, do we have an outro for this?
Yeet. Yeah.